Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Before you start hiring any sales reps, it's really important that you outline the skills and qualifications, the behaviors and the attributes that you want before you start interviewing. And I mentioned this in our first podcast in this series. The reason why it's important to do this before is that you don't want to get caught up in the interview, enjoying a conversation with someone and feeling like they might do a good job, but not being able to map what their experience is with what you actually need. And the biggest mistake that I see clients make in this area is when a sales rep comes in and they have great success in a really long sales cycle and they're being hired for a short sales cycle or vice versa, because they're very different selling skills. So here are some things that you can do. I've got 5 tips for you to help you identify what the skills and requirements are so that you can interview properly. First of all, map your requirements. Look at your current team, if you have one, and see what they do on a daily basis. The most successful reps in your office, how many calls do they need to make? What kind of sales cycle is it? How often are they able to sell into their existing clients? Do you need really strong cold callers because you don't have any leads that are nurtured through a marketing campaign? Or do you need people who are really good at building relationships with existing clients? Do you need people that have strong technical skills because they're going to be demoing software? Do you need people with strong science skills because they're going to be selling into hospitals? Do you need people who are really good at closing quickly? Or do you need people who can think strategically through a multi-month or multi-year sales cycle? Also, look at your clients. Are your clients small business owners? Are they low-level managers? Or are they the highest-level executives in the largest corporations in your country? Depending on the makeup of your client base, you'll either have to hire someone with strong executive presence, who's comfortable in the boardroom, meeting with C-levels of Fortune 5 companies, or someone who's really comfortable nurturing small business owners or micro business owners. There's no right or wrong. You just have to align the behaviors with the sales cycle of your business. Number 2, look for enthusiasm. You can't train a positive attitude. You can train almost any other skill required in your business. You can train an excellent sales rep to be technical, or to be science-oriented, or to be agricultural-oriented. But if they lack enthusiasm, that's gonna stick. And a lack of enthusiasm will mean a lack of energy, and it will drain the rest of your team. Look for personal responsibility. Ask a question such as, tell me about the time you lost a piece of business, or tell me about a time a customer was upset with you. And what you're looking for in the answer is that the sales rep takes personal responsibility, because let's face it, the clients are theirs. If they start by blaming shipping or blaming accounting or blaming a team member or blaming their manager, or like I just experienced this week with a sales leader blaming their company, oh, my failure is a result of some decisions that we made 5 years ago, then that sales rep shouldn't be hired. You don't want somebody on your team who can't take personal responsibility. Look for lifelong learners. I love to ask this question in a sales interview. Tell me about the last book you read, or tell me about the last sales training seminar you went on. Hopefully, they have a book top of mind, or a sales training seminar or podcast or something that they listen to. And then I ask, what did you learn from that? Or what did you implement? The sales reps that don't get hired are those that say, ah, well, it was a nice refresher. I know everything already. Or, well, there was nothing really I could apply to my business. Those are people who are going to be stuck in their ways, and you won't be able to move them to your way of selling or your way of managing clients. And finally, this is one of my most important characteristics. Look for memory. I can't stand it when sales reps can't remember who they talked to last week or what clients are in the pipeline. I believe that a strong memory is important. It doesn't have to be photogenic, but sales reps should remember the names of their prospects, the names of their clients, people who are going to generate revenue for you. And so I always end my interviews asking the candidate to recap the interview for me. This does two things. One, it does test their memory, but two, it tells me whether they've been paying attention. If they can't pay attention to you, focus on the interview and remember what you talked about, how will they ever be able to do that in front of a client? So take a look at these five steps to creating the right characteristics, defining the right behaviors before you start interviewing, and your interviews will yield a much better result.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.